This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Peters, a name that everyone knows. And when you think of the one word excellence, that's the word you always think of. Talk about the word excellence. Why is it that that word in particular was the one that had the meaning to you?
The big deal, and it's a long story, longer than we need to talk about, is actually, I guess it's not, actually. I was running around doing stuff like crazy, and I got an order from my boss when I was working for McKinsey to get a presentation ready and get it ready in a day. And it so happened that my ex-wife and I had season's tickets to the San Francisco Ballet. I'm not a big ballet person, but I went with her, and I usually missed 80% of the damn stuff. And I thought, it's one too many, dude, you're going to go. So I go to this ballet performance, and I don't look at it like a person who really knew their stuff, but it's like, wow, holy smokes, this is an amazing artistic act. So I get home, 10:30 or something like that, and I'm sitting down to write my presentation, and I thought, why the hell is it that when we say a word like excellent, which we do, we think of ballet, we think of theater, we think of football, we think of basketball, we think of baseball, but you never think of business. Mm-hmm. And yet, and I, you know, I've used this line before. I think this is still true. The active duty roster of an NFL football team is 53 people. And what I've said is my ideal job is to run a 53-person housekeeping department in a Marriott hotel. But I'm gonna look at those 53 when I get together, and I'm going to say, we are 53 human beings attempting to be of service. There is zero difference between the housekeeping department and, given where I live now, the New England Patriots. And so these words like excellence or wow, the energy words, you know, of course they apply to business. Business is what the hell we do. You know, unless, you know, daddy or mommy, you know, you were born with several million dollars, you're going to work for a living. And you're going to spend more time at, you know, you love your family dearly, but statistically, you are going to spend more time at work than any other thing you will do while you are awake. And my way of putting it is, if you sift that time away, you fundamentally sift your life away. So, you know, why shouldn't a day at work be about excellence or be about wow or words like, or ideas like that?
Okay, so I want to go into this book you wrote called The Excellence Dividend. Now, as you know, I've read over 1,000 books, and this one, I think, could be even more important than In Search of Excellence.
Wow, thank you.
And here's what I'm saying, and I'll say it to everyone here, is that In Search of Excellence, we were worried about Japanese culture taking over America. Now, there's an even bigger worry, which is robots and AI, and I read all the time, and I know that you spent the whole year reading about it, that they can take over the world from humans, and the one secret weapon we have is excellence, and that's in this book, The Excellence Dividend. So talk about what really drove you to write this book and the meaning in the book.
Well, I'll give you one example, and it happens to be something that I know from our conversations is near and dear to your heart. So I'm flying from Albany down to BWI, to Washington, and we're leaving at about, I don't know, 7 in the morning, 6:30 in the morning. The pilots come in from an earlier flight, And you know as well as I do that on time is the beginning, the end, everything whatsoever. Those poor buggers are under insane pressure to get in the damn plane, do through the checklist, and get in the air. And so, you know, I see the pilots running basically, you know, down through the gates toward the gate that we're going to load at. At my gate, there is, as you see in 9 out of 10 instances, a half a dozen wheelchairs, all right? So the chief pilot is in the front of this running line, and as he gets near the plane, he slows down. He turns to the woman, it was a woman in this instance, who was in the first wheelchair, and he said, "Would you mind if I took you down the jetway?" Now, given the speeches I've done, 2,500 whatever, I figure I've got roughly 7,500 flight legs to my credit, or discredit as the case may be. We are now 1 for 7,500. It's the first time I've ever seen that. And I was telling that story in a speech a while back, and some guy said, he said, "I've never seen a pilot look at a passenger." Those are the things, honestly, this is not exaggeration. Those are the things that you, the customer, and I don't mean the woman, I mean me, the watcher, will remember till the end of your days. And it's those little touches that are it's not just because I'm an old guy, but what artificial intelligence does in 2050 is somebody else's problem. We got to get from 2018 to 2025 or 2030. And at least within that kind of a time frame, there's no way that AI is going to get to the point of turning and looking the woman in the eye and saying, so it's those, to me, those little human touches that are the real differentiators. But again, as you know from all your conversations with CEOs, a response like that doesn't grow on trees. It comes from the kind of arena that our mutual friend, Herb Kelleher, the co-founder of Southwest, so see, you're interviewing me, right? Okay, well, tell the love story. I get to, no reason why the hell I can't interview you.
No, oh, come on.
Come on, give me
okay,
it.
So, quick, guys, and you've never heard this before, first time I've been interviewed. Herb Kelleher, my first CEO interview, I was at a black tie. I see him, and I said, "What makes a plane, you know, what makes a great company?" He says, "It's not what it costs for the plane, for the turnaround. It's when you see Mary Jo and you ask how her daughter Patricia did in soccer." And I said, "Oh, so it's communication." He goes, "Communication? It's love." And I'm looking at him, "Are you serious? Love?" And then he says, "What changed my life forever and made me interview CEOs? Love. : unleashing the spirit of the individual." And that's, you've been with Herb Kelleher tons of times.
And that's it.
And that changed my life, and that got us to even start this show. I became
so inspired. People sometimes say things like, "that changed my life," and you say, you roll your eyes. I believe you. I don't know you very well, but I believe you, and I believe that those are the kinds of things that make all the difference. And as you and I have done a little pre-chat before, so we wrote In Search of Excellence, and, you know, God smiled on us, and we sold a whole bunch of copies. And so I would get letters, and I don't even remember whether I got any from big company CEOs. Let me tell you what's in the box that I've saved to this advanced age of 75. It's the letter from the police chief. It's the letter from the fire chief. It's the letter from the principal of an elementary school in Wyoming, or for that matter, New York City. It's the people doing CEO work in the big companies. It's certainly real work, but it's the people who are really in enterprises that are closer to the average human being. And so those are the, I mean, I love the Kel. I
want to then ask you to challenge, if you're saying that, Tom. So, what advice, we have big CEOs listening in, what is the one thing that big CEOs need to do?
Listen to Herb Kelleher. You blew my whole story. You took it.
Let
me give you another example, which is not, frankly, as powerful as your Kelleher one, but it's the same idea. The Ritz-Carlton organization has a credo. And other people have all these credos, the customer comes, blah, 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 blah. their credo, I just love this. The hair stand up on the back of my neck practically. Ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. Now, what's the big deal? The big deal is the average housekeeper in the average hotel who is, you know, probably an immigrant, legal or illegal, who is a single mom, who is holding two jobs to barely make it. She has not historically at home or at work been treated like a lady. And what, you know, the fundamental thing is to exalt the housekeepers, the bellhops, and so on. Because the other thing, which is a technical or a quantitative thing, the housekeeper has more eye-to-eye contact with the guest than anybody else in the hotel. And so and you've seen it, I've seen it. Sometimes you nod your head to the housekeeper and nothing happens, and sometimes you really get a smile that could light the world up. So, you know, that's the beginning and the end of the story. And so my advice, you know, I've been writing about this recently, small is bigger than big.
I like it. And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back from commercial, we're going to ask Tom Peters the secret to customer service. Back in a few.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Rees, and we're on the CEO Show. We're here today with Tom Peters. Tom, you wrote this amazing book, The Excellence Dividend. Everyone got to read it. It's talking about how excellence ties into everything. I want to ask you how it ties in to customer service. You've been involved with this for decades and decades at the center. What is the secret to amazing service?
Well, first thing I'm going to do is flip the answer around a little bit. You and I talked earlier about Herb Kelleher. One of my favorite Herb Kelleher lines is, your employees are your number one customer. And the way I like to put it, which is kind of corny, if you want to wow the customer, first you must wow the people who will be wowing the customer. You know, the reason the customer has a fantastic experience has nothing to do with, it obviously does totally relevant to culture and so on, has nothing to do with you, Mr. CEO, or Ms. CEO, as the case may be. It has to do with that contact in retail or the teamwork that's exhibited somewhere. And fundamentally, the first customer is the employee. The employee serves the customer. You, the leader, serve the employee. But the, you know, we talked earlier about the crazy days of artificial intelligence and so on. It's the whole, in my opinion, customer thing is creating incredibly memorable experiences. And memorable experience can be my story earlier, you know, about the pilot who took the person down the jetway. That's service business. But the same thing is true in manufacturing. I write a lot about design. And there's this guy, Don Norman, who has been writing about design and so on. And he said, design is all about emotional connection. It's not about the horsepower in the car. And he gives this lovely example. Somebody in the New York Times, apparently, I quoted Norman, who was quoting them. Somebody in the New York Times said, it was a review of the, at the time, new Mini Cooper, whatever kind of Mini Cooper. I don't remember the model. But it the reviewer said, this car has created more smiles than any product I know. So you're the CEO now, and you're talking with the design team. You know, X number of horsepower. Is it beautiful? Is it fast? Is it going to make our customer smile? I mean, you know, that's...
So it comes down to, is it going to make our customers smile? And you have to do the first step is the employees and completely engage.
Absolutely.
And you're about complete... You told me earlier, it's authenticity. What are the three things?
Well, it's... I mean, first of all, it's really, really, really caring. You know, the Laureen Powell Jobs, Steve's wife, the late Steve's wife, was talking about, I don't remember which one of the products it was, and Johnny Ive was the head designer, and Steve was Steve. And I remember there was this one-liner. She said, Steve and Johnny would spend hours talking about corners. Now, what the hell does that mean? It means the corner on the shape of the iPhone. And they would care as much about the look of the corner and how it would feel in your hand and mine as the code that all of their Stanford and MIT PhDs were writing. Of course the code's got to be right, and they worked on the same thing. But it's, you know, again, it's you picked that the first time you picked an iPhone up. I don't know about you, but anybody who didn't answer with holy, I can't believe this thing. And that's what it comes from. It's focusing, you know, on the corners, hour after hour. We just remember little stuff. We remember the machine has got to work. The hotel floor has got to be sweeped. There is an essence to the job. But the part that the customer remembers are the little touches, that big smile from the housekeeper when, you know, you're running off to work, or the same thing for the, you know, relative to those customers. I always said the essence of leadership is you are having a really rotten morning and your teenage boy or girl is driving you right out of your mind, which is a standard state of affairs. But the magic of being a good leader is when you come to work, you work on it. You got a really good smile. Not a silly, excuse my language, not a silly grin, but you know, you have energy for the day and you light it. You know that as well as I do. It's a throwaway line. Some people light up rooms and some people don't light up rooms. And I would argue that first smile when you walk through the door, perhaps to the receptionist, who absolutely is the most important person in the organization, incidentally, that smile that you give to her, which causes her to smile to the customers who come in later, that's the real excellence thing. I remember I've written a lot over the years, and I actually saw him a couple of weeks ago on my book tour, Carl Sewell, who is the
Customers for Life.
Customers for Life, the car dealer, and so on. So the first time I meet Carl was probably 20 years ago. He's got a Cadillac dealership in Dallas. And so I'll tell you two things that surprised me. So I walk into the showroom. There are no cars. What's in the center of the showroom? The most gorgeous, oversized, glorious bowl of flowers you have ever seen in your life. And they happened to be, the idea came from his advisor. Can't remember the guy's name. Was some name, Stanley Marcus. Remember that little story?
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Neiman Marcus guy who he had chosen to, you know, fundamentally, obviously it was Mr. Marcus's
people. And you have 2 minutes left.
Okay, and I've got 2 minutes left. So that's number one. It's because Sewell would then take you, the prospective customer, or one of his people. You would go into a room, and this was the old days, a video would be running, and the video would not be about the car. It would be about welcome to the Sewell Village family. And this is the way we will help you with your transportation needs for the next 25 years and your kids and your grandkids. And since I've only got a couple seconds, the other part of the Sewell one is I love is he bought his own street sweeper. Nothing wrong with the Dallas Department of Public Works. That's not the point. The point is, as a customer, what is the first thing you see? You see the street in front of the dealership.
Mm,
and so that,
brilliant.
Yeah, it's the same way that Disney works on parking lot magic and so on. But, you know, he just wanted to have that extra touch with a street sweeper in front of the dealership.
Okay. And you have 1 minute left. You're teaching everyone. Where do you go for inspiration?
Well, starting with In Search of Excellence, I do what you do and have the chance to, you know, go talk to fabulous people. You and I met for the first time, and I'm sure we'll come back to him later on in Connecticut.
With Larry Gineski. Brilliant business.
You know, turning basements into gold. And so, you know, if you can hang out with Larry for an hour and not come back with A, 100 ideas, and B, feeling good about what a company can do. So it's that. And the other part of it is just paying attention. When you're in a hotel and you see that big smile, you know, I don't write it down, but I write it down between my ears. And I'm a real first class people watcher. And so it's those little ticks and so on that are the, you know, it's again, I've said it 27 times and might say it another 27. It's the little stuff, the little differentiators.
And there you have it. The little stuff. We've been speaking with Tom Peters. Great having you on the CEO show.
Terrific to be here.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We're here today with Toby Bizzuto. How are you, Toby?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
great. Toby is the CEO of the Bozzuto Group, which is one of the largest residential companies in real estate in America, and it's also one that I would define as really a great company in terms of how you lead the company. Talk about what the Bozzuto Group is.
Sure. Well, we are a company that's been in existence for 30 years. We're a family-owned business that was started by my father, Tom, and the company was started on a set of core values, and we have lived and died by those very values from day one. Every decision that we make is informed by those values. And as such, we've been really blessed. We're in a number of different businesses within the residential space, and we've been very fortunate to be prolific.
Okay, we're going to talk in depth about those values, but for now, talk about your four different business lines and discuss what those are.
Great. We describe ourselves as a full-service real estate company. We do everything from develop apartment buildings, what would be called Class A buildings in major East Coast cities. We are an apartment manager. Our management company is the 12th largest in the United States by units under management. We manage about 71,000 apartments. We're a home builder. We build about 200 homes a year, mostly in the mid-Atlantic. And lastly, we have a construction business that does about $500 million a year in revenue, also in the mid-Atlantic.
So let's talk about real estate as a whole. People are trying to understand where the market's going. What is really driving the residential real estate market right now in mid-2018?
Sure. Well, as you know, there are two very large demographic bumps. There's both the baby boomers and then the millennials, both working their way through the system, if you were. Post-2008, there's been a bit of a hangover with respect to home ownership, and there's been more of a propensity by the millennials, at least, to rent. Furthermore, they're getting married later, therefore they're staying in their apartments longer. And as working in cities has become more and more popular, we've seen a huge trend into rental versus home ownership. We don't believe that home ownership is going away forever. It is simply deferred. So the dream is still there. It's just the dream deferred.
Now, when you say the dream's deferred, we know it's called the subscription economy, where people want to join Netflix,
yes,
and, you know, Airbnb, whatever it is. People who are in the millennial group really like that concept of rent versus buying everything.
That's correct.
So is that actually going to change, do you believe? Because you deal with all the millennials as well when they get older, or is it not going to change?
Well, I think the millennials most certainly appreciate impermanence, right? They don't want to be stuck in any one area. What I actually think is going to change is that the current construct of 12-month leases, I think, is going to be quickly dated. I think that our residents are actually going to seek even more flexibility. Think of Airbnb. It's the ability to use something when you need it for 3 months at a time, for 1 month at a time. So I almost imagine a subscription model to housing. It doesn't help with the valuation of real estate and the buying and selling of it because it's too chunky if it's done like that. 12-month leases are
But will those be syndicated where people will buy big syndication groups?
It's quite possible. It is quite possible.
Interesting. Yeah. So which are the markets? I know that Boston is hot now.
Yes.
What are the markets that are growing the most right now?
Sure. Well, there's 6 to 8 markets in the United States, and you could probably guess what they are, but on the East Coast, of course, it's Boston, Philadelphia, D.C., and we're seeing Miami in a huge way, and then out to Chicago. Denver is always doing well, or has done very well recently. Nashville, to some degree, has done extremely well. Houston, and then you work your way up to to California and the coast.
But then, let's say when you look at, I happen to live in Connecticut, and we had GE left, and at the same time, the residential market is sort of suppressed a lot.
Yes.
Is there a big connection between corporate moving, or what really drives the prices in the residential market?
Well, in rental housing, it's typically proximity to your workplace. I think whereas that's probably true with for sale housing, you can imagine that you might choose to live a little further away when you're raising a family to get the amenities of a more suburban lifestyle. But a typical renter would prefer a shorter commute to their work, preferably walking. You know, here we are in Manhattan, and it's easy to walk to where you live. So we build where jobs are. So to the degree a corporate headquarters relocated, we're more likely to go where they relocated than where they, obviously, than where they previously were.
Now, you have over 70,000 units, and you tend to get higher rent than other people do. Why?
So we believe in putting our customer – we are so customer-centric. They're the literally in the middle of everything that we do. Every decision that we make is based around our customer. It's almost – we call it a customer obsessiveness. If we do the right thing for them all of the time, they will love to live in a Bizzuto apartment or a Bizzuto managed apartment. They will stay longer. Furthermore, we design our projects with the same experiences that the way we treat these people. So people are paying more to get a better experience and to get treated better. It's like going to a very nice restaurant. You can still perceive a value, even if it was expensive, if you were uplifted by the experience of the restaurant. The decor, the service makes you feel better. You may even wear nicer clothes to that meal. Conversely, if you went to a fast food place, you're in and out, and you don't have that resonance with you emotionally. So we believe that you can actually tap into an emotional quality in residential real estate, and that is something largely missing, I believe.
I've never heard anyone put it like that. It's almost like you're building the culture of your building.
Yes. I describe it as we are designing very beautiful stage sets in which people can live their very best life. So not only can you live a life, but if I can give you a quality of life where you will be your very best person within that space, whatever that means to you, then you will feel fulfilled in theory, and you will stay longer, and you will pay more. So thus, it impacts our bottom line and the bottom line of those companies we manage for.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Toby Bizzuto, the CEO of the Bizzuto Group, 30 years in the making. He became CEO in 2016, and we're hearing about what you need to do to shape a great company. So let's talk about your whole philosophy. Bizzuto Group is different than any other real estate company. What are the specifics of why? What things do you do differently?
We believe that we are creating sanctuary.
Sanctuary?
Sanctuary. Yeah, it's a pretty big word, and we believe it's a pretty noble cause. Some people say they're building apartments, four walls, you know, some carpet, and that's it. We believe we are creating your home. Think about it. When you live in an apartment or live in one of our homes, that is your sanctuary. That is where you live and where you define yourself.
Love it.
If we can do that well, we can redefine our industry. There are a lot of amazing developers out there. I can tell you that right now. But some of them view real estate as a commodity. Because in some ways, real estate could be a commodity, of course. Four walls and carpet. What happens if those four walls and carpet became someone's sanctuary? What happens if it meant more to them in their life? And the net result is we believe we can be a little different. We lead with our heart and emotions, and we tap into that quality of our customer. And once you're there, there's a direct line to to someone's wallet as well. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I actually believe we're doing something that matters. And if we're doing something that matters, we will be more profitable. And the end game is that I can just do more things that matter if we're profitable.
If someone wants to go to your website, what is the website?
Bizzuto.com.
Please spell that.
Bizzuto.com.
Okay, you've 1 minute left. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. But for now, just what advice do you have to CEOs and why apartments are important?
Well, there's two things about our business that I'm very proud of. Number one is that my father created a tremendous business and focused not only on succession as it relates to my role, but also focused on my partners. So often we see businesses that are passed down to an heir. But very often, the rest of the company is ignored. Where I'm very blessed is that I have a wonderful group of partners that work side by side with me for the next 30 years. So I'll give my father all the credit in the world for thinking of that. Secondly, we're making money doing the right thing. And I know we all try to do the right thing, but we don't believe that ethics is a gray area. It's either black or white, and we never cross that line. We only stay on the right side of the line. And we have therefore made a living doing what we believe is the right thing to do.
And on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about this unique organization. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, and this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show with Toby Bizzuto. And Toby, your organization is really a women-driven organization. So before we talk about how you build diversity and inclusion in your organization, let's start with Barbara, your mom.
Sure.
What did you learn from her about business?
Yeah, my mother is an extraordinary woman and very bright. And I grew up, my mother was always working. She worked every single day and also very involved in philanthropy. But what my mother's done throughout the entirety of her life is she's never stopped working. I won't mention her age, but she chairs the board of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra and previously St. Agnes Hospital and previously WYPR radio station, public NPR affiliate in Baltimore. We believe in adding value to the world. We believe we're here for a finite period of time, and it is our obligation to work and to create good things. And my mother has been an extraordinary role model in that respect for me.
And so you built this organization of diversity and inclusion. Talk how you've done that. And as my listeners know, you know, we've hundreds of thousands listening in. I've been driving for years. You want to improve the economy, get more women CEOs. It's ridiculous the
sure.
level we're at.
I agree. Women CEOs, women board members, and women in leadership.
Yeah, 17% of board members are women, which is like nothing.
Right.
6% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women.
Right, which is ridiculous.
So how do you talk about how you do it at the position?
You know, again, I'll give my father a lot of credit. He really pushed diversity within our organization before it was a popular thing to do so, because he and as well as myself ultimately recognized the tremendous additive value to different perspectives, different cultures to our business. We manage 71,000 apartments for 71,000 very different types of people. Probably double that, right? If more than one person lives in an apartment.
Right.
To only approach that world from one perspective would be to ignore the rest. So by being a diverse and inclusive culture, I believe that we're a step ahead of the competition in many, many ways, particularly with gender equality. My chief administrative officer is a woman named Julie Smith, who is an incredible woman. She ran our management company and built it up over 20-some-odd years. She's my right-hand person. The woman that runs my management company is a woman, and so on and so on. And it is a real blessing for me.
Let's talk about your broader leadership philosophy. You took over in 2016. You were blessed with having a great dad who built these values.
Yes.
And just quickly before I ask about your leadership, what are the core values?
Concern, creativity, passion, and perfection.
Oh, I like it. And I know hunger somewhere. You know,
well, we go by the, I sort of live and die by hunger and humility. You know, keep our head down all the time and never stop being hungry for the next opportunity.
H&H. I like you. Yeah. You listen to that. You've got those hunger and humility. So now let's talk about your leadership philosophy. What are the areas that and unique practices that you have in your philosophy of growing a business? And you have how many employees total?
2,700 at this point.
So you got a lot of people you're working with.
Yes. Our culture is everything at our company. We need to keep a very short distance between the CEO and the very lowest rung of bureaucratic employee that there is. Meaning, I like to go visit the properties. My father today is driving around visiting and having coffee at a number of our projects just to check in and see how we're doing, see what the culture's like, see how our employees are doing.
I love that, and the culture of a building as well. I've never thought of that before.
Yes.
Keep going.
Yes, and so one of the things that I've done is we've come up with a name called Coffee with Toby, and I go to...
Coffee with Toby.
Yeah, you're welcome to join me sometime. And what I found is if I could get 40, 50, 60 people in a room when I go visit instead of one site alone, it was a much better way to hear from my employees as to what they were thinking, and I suppose conversely where we think the company is going. And I do that about once a month, and I've loved it very, very much.
When you wake up in the morning, what's on your dashboard?
The company, I sort of tend one garden and run over to another. I mean, each division is run by fabulous people, and whereas I don't think they need me, I'd like to know where I can encourage or help in any one spot. But I'm always focused on how do I grow our business for the long term? How do you make a business that is built to last? And if you think about that every day, you're not making these quick buck decisions. You're thinking about things that are very, very long term in perspective.
Okay, so talk about your family values. I know it's really important. You mentioned your dad and your mom as well.
Yeah, my parents, primarily my father, grew up with literally nothing. His father was an oil truck driver. I used to tell girls that I was in the oil business, but not really. He grew up with nothing, and he and his brothers were the first in the Bizzuto family to go to college. And my dad became the president of his class and is now the board chair of Hobart College, where he went. So I think my dad always tells me, and it's something that's really stuck with me, don't ever forget where you came from. And whereas I'm very fortunate, and my father is very fortunate from what we've been able to do with our company, it's this idea of never forgetting what we're really all about. And it wasn't that long ago when we had absolutely nothing. So if we carry ourselves with that humility and with that understanding that that's not what's important anyway, what's important is our core values.
So how about your role as father and CEO? I know you've three kids, two daughters,
yes,
one son.
Yeah, I'm a being a father is every bit as important, if not far more important, than my role as CEO. I do my best to encourage a work-life balance for my employees, but also for myself. I tell my team that I'd like to not be out more than two nights a week in terms of overnights. It's not always possible, but I try to limit it. I go to every single game, and I drive carpool almost every single morning. We have one chance at this, and I don't want to screw it up. So.
And if there's one word that defines you, what is that one word?
I hope it would be humble.
That's good. And we've already heard that you have the humble and the hunger, and you tie those two H's together, and that's what makes a great CEO. And Toby, that's what you are. A pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
The CEO
Thank
show.
You so much for having me.
One last time, the website, if anyone looks...
Sure, it's Bizzuto, BOZZUTO.com.
We have 30 seconds more, so I just want to ask you one thing. A transformative CEO, what are the characteristics that they should have?
I think a transformative CEO is one who's willing to take some chances and not to be necessarily conventional in the way that they approach business. We admire Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and Steve Jobs for the way that they broke the mold, the way that they were willing to consider doing something that was contrarian to what everyone else was doing. And that's a hard and scary place to be, but I think that's where the beauty lies.
Yeah, and that's what your dad did, I guess, in building this type of real estate company unlike anyone else.
I believe so.
Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.